Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Tell me if the following situation sounds familiar. You swear that you're going to consistently put out content on any social media platform, but when you sit down to the computer and you look at the actual screen, your mind goes blank. Has this ever happened to you? You're not the only one. Social media managers, strategists, and business owners come to me all the time and say, how in the world do you know what to post? Well, I've created tons of content for myself and for clients full-time for 5 years. I'm going to share with you guys my 8 content creation hacks to support you in creating awesome content, as well as one super cheat that you guys are going to absolutely love. So let's dive on in. First and foremost, this is a 5-in-1 super hack for creating incredible content. And this is one I think that a lot of people completely bypass. It's like they skip right past it. And that is research. I spend a lot of time every single week researching the types of content that is already performing on other platforms. And I'm going to share a few resources with you, even if you don't use these particular platforms. It's a good idea to jump on them and start to see what other people are doing that is, keywords, performing for them. Number one is Pinterest. Drop your topic, your niche, whatever it is that you specialize in, into Pinterest so that that way you can see which pins are up at the top. It'll give you some really good ideas. And as you research, make sure that you're taking notes. I have an entire swipe file of all of my ideas for content based on my research. The second big resource is actually really surprising, and that is TikTok. By the way, if you're on TikTok, drop your handle beneath this video. I want to see who's all hanging out on TikTok. It is one of my favorite places. And in fact, if you don't follow me there yet, you'll get some really cool ideas for content at the Mrs. Peterson. I have about 366,000 followers. It's kind of crazy. But TikTok is a great place for you to see which content is going viral. And what's crazy is even just in a couple moments of scrolling through, swiping through the For You page, I'll get different ideas from other industries where I'm like, ooh, I should do a top 4 list. Or, ooh, here's a good idea. What if I share this type of information with my followers? Every single time I'm on TikTok, I'm making notes and starting to create this incredible master list of content ideas for content that has performed for others that I can tweak for my own industry and make it truly my own. The third resource here within research is the YouTube dashboard. Take a look when you log into YouTube or even just when you open it up and see which videos are across the homepage. Note what they have in common. Maybe it's a certain type of tea video, or maybe it's a kind of resource or content with value. Go ahead and start taking notes of these and start recognizing, like, okay, what types of videos seem to be promoted by YouTube? That's a hint that that's the type of content that you'll want to create. Number 4 is answer the public. You only get 1 or 2 free searches per day, though, so use them wisely. So what you're going to do is go to answerthepublic.com and type in your industry keywords into the search bar. What's going to happen is they're going to populate an entire CSV or spreadsheet full of all of the top most Googled questions about those keywords. What's super powerful about that is you're able to stay top of mind by literally answering people's questions before they've even asked you them. So instead of always trying to do ask campaigns or finding out what people want to hear, that's a quick way for you to find out here's what people are already asking and starting to create that content, answering the questions that they never even asked you. It's so cool. And the 5th resource within research, don't worry guys, we got 3 more awesome hacks, is BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed is an incredible media site that basically puts together lots of different viral content with a total variety of topics. What I love about BuzzFeed is you can learn a lot about what's going on and what kind of content is trending based on what you see on their homepage. But keep in mind, as I'm sharing with you guys to research and kind of study these other people's content, I'm not in any way suggesting that you steal content. That is not okay. But instead, what you can do is get inspired by it. And without looking at it, create your own content. I just don't recommend that you even hack it closely or plagiarize it in any way. Cool? Awesome. All right. The next big content hack is to keep a swipe file of inspiration. I have all across the right-hand side of my desktop, I have tons of swipe files. Basically, what I do is I screenshot things that I see and I start to kind of collect them. So I have like email swipe files. I have YouTube video swipe files. I have TikTok swipe files, podcasts, blogs, you name it. I create all of these swipe files. And whenever I'm like, oh, I need to do a Facebook Live, I hop into my swipe file and I'm like, okay, this is what this person in another industry did. I wonder how I could change that and make it applicable to my industry and put my own twist on it. Swipe files will save you so much time on content creation. Number three, well, technically it's like number seven, is to revisit your past content and see what's performed. This is especially helpful on YouTube, Pinterest, and TikTok. Go back and take a look at your content that's gotten a lot of engagement or has gotten a lot of reach in the past, and either repost that same content if it makes sense, maybe not on YouTube or on a blog, or you can create similar content and post it again. Oftentimes, popular TikTokers, YouTubers, and bloggers will look at their top performing content and then create a spin-off series based on that content because they already know that it's historically performed, which is pretty cool. And content creation hack number eight, but stay tuned because I have one more thing I want to share with you guys, is the four E's. Follow the four E's. When in doubt, follow education, create educational videos, entertainment, make people feel like they're at a mini movie or at the movies, enjoying the process, narrate the story. Number three is engagement. Ask them questions. Get people to share their perspectives or vote. That's a really cool way to engage people. And emotion. Emotion is really powerful, but it is kind of delicate because forced emotion doesn't feel real. So if that one doesn't feel applicable to you, you don't feel like making videos that make people laugh, make people mad, or make people cry, don't feel like you need to create that. Now, I put together another resource for you guys in case you're like, I love all of this, but I don't have time. Either you're building your business or you're going to school and you're like, I'm just totally out of time. Or maybe you're working for multiple clients and you're like, it's just not going to happen. I don't have time for this for every single one of my clients. I put together an awesome resource for you guys called the 365 Content Ideas. I actually went ahead and put together 365 content ideas that are thoroughly researched, easily applicable to many different industries. They're there to build up the rapport behind the scenes, and they're great ways to just make sure you always have some ideas for content. So you can check that out beneath this video in the bio. Guys, if you enjoyed this, subscribe to my channel. I put out lots of tutorials and trainings on social media, building businesses, marketing. I will catch you in the next video. And make sure to leave a comment below and let me know which of these you are going to try. Bye, guys.